our goal. You guys are awesome.
To share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Support for TalkLine is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Express yourself.
Welcome to TalkLine. I'm Diane McGachran. Iris is going to be here just temporarily, and then Matthew will be in the booth. And I was gone for 2 weeks, so I hope you'll call and catch me up on everything I missed the past 2 weeks. Well, I was actually just gone from the show. I was teaching and going to a conference in Anchorage. But I'm back today, and I want to give out the numbers and remind everyone that our show is caller-driven and emails, so we love to hear what people have on their mind. And we have some big events coming up that we'll announce, but I'll give out the numbers now. 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756, and you can call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous for your emails and your phone calls. I'll read your emails over the air, and I guess we'll get going. It looks like, I mean, here in Bethel, so far so good this morning, but what a crazy storm that we had 2 nights ago. My house really shook on that one. All right, so I have a email that I'll read real quick. The email goes like this. Good morning. YKHC will be giving flu and COVID-19 vaccines today from 1 to 3 at the hospital in the gathering place. I guess that's next to the cafeteria. Both are available for anyone 6 months or older. So again, COVID-19 and flu shots today from 1 to 3 at the hospital in the gathering place, which is next to the cafeteria. So these vaccinations will be given indoors instead of sometimes they do it in the parking lot across from YK. Also, YKHC will be having their flu and COVID-19 drive tomorrow. Oh, okay. Saturday, from 12 to 3 at the Kunkuk parking lot. Okay, so there's two times to get your vaccines. I'm kind of garbled up the message there. One time you can get them today at YKHC next to the cafeteria that's giving flu. They're giving flu and COVID-19 vaccines, children 6 months and older. And then tomorrow afternoon from 12 to 3, they will also be giving out the COVID-19 and flu shots in the Kunkuk parking lot, which is across from the hospital. All right. I hope I got that right. And we have a, let's see. Okay. We have a kind of a long email, but did we have a call? Iris? Oh, we didn't. Okay, so I can.
No, we don't have any calls, so call in.
Okay, no problem. So tomorrow, October 11th, is Food Bank Day, and it's also renewal time to renew your information for receiving a box. The food bank distribution is on Saturday, tomorrow, and we could really use a lot of help. If you can help with distribution activities, please arrive at MA School by 11:30 tomorrow, Saturday. Please note the school is closed and no restroom facilities will be available for us during the 12 to 2 distribution. And please let other potential volunteers know. Many families are used to reporting their household size and get confused about the number of houses they are picking up for versus the number of household members they have in their own home. We have found the most clear communication when we are giving the same food to everyone, regardless of household size, is how many different houses are you picking up for? We will have a handful of binders for checking people in. If you are late when you come to help out, no problem. We're happy to have you, but it can be a bit chaotic, busy to assign tasks once we have a long line. So if you arrive late and we've started and four people are at the line with binders, you can help load, or you can see if any of the binders or registration people need a break. If you fill out a new registration with someone, please remember to sign and date the bottom of the form. Or you can also help greet and serve walkers, those who are walking in to collect. Thank you and hope to see you Saturday. And that is the Carrie Atchick, Food Security Coordinator. Okay, so tomorrow's Food Bank Day and 11:30 is the time to go if you would be willing to volunteer and help out. Distribution is from 12 to 2. All right. Okay, so, yeah, lines are clear. Another quick email. Just a friendly reminder to dress appropriately for the colder weather that's coming, which it's a bit chilly this morning. Also, I would like to encourage people to get reflectors. Because sometimes now at night I've been driving and there are pedestrians that are dressed all in black or dark brown, but no reflectors. And they look like shadows that are walking. So it seems really good to get some reflectors for the back of your jacket and the front so people can see you when they're driving at night. All right. So I think, as you know, if you've seen some of the Facebook posts, KYUK is in... Today is the last day for the fundraiser, and their goal was to fundraise $100,000, and they met that goal. They're at $104,000 now, and you can continue to give. Today is the last day to donate, and the grand prize drawing will also be today, and that's 2 round-trip tickets on Alaska Airlines. One winner. 2 round-trip tickets. I wonder, Iris, is that anywhere they fly?
Yeah, anywhere Alaska Airlines flies. Oh. And I've been hearing that they fly to Japan now.
They do?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Trip to Japan. Mm-hmm. Okay. I wonder if it's, I'll bet it's coach.
I don't know.
That'd be cool. Go on an international flight. So anyway, 2 round-trip tickets is the grand prize drawing for today. There's also thank you gifts if you donate $10 a month or $120. KYUK will send to you an insulated tote bag. Or for the same amount, you could get a KYUK embroidered beanie with artwork by Mary Kate Dolan. She does really wonderful designs, too. That's nice. So, if you donate today, you will be automatically entered into the grand prize drawing, which is the 2 round-trip tickets, and $25 and all sustainers' pledges. You must make your pledge by 5 o'clock today. So, how can you do it? Well, you can go to kyuk.org, and there'll be a link there for you to donate. You can stop by the station, donate in person, but you can also call 543-3131, and you can make your donation over the phone. And like I said, you have till 5 o'clock today. It is so wonderful to have met the fundraising goal, and it'd be great to have like a rush of people donating during TalkLine. So go for it. KYUK.org or 543-3131 or stop by the station and donate in person. You have till 5 o'clock today. And then separate thing, tomorrow there's going to be a Cusco Jamboree. And the doors will open at 6 p.m. This is great music featuring Jacques Longpre, the Cusco Band. Bumya will be here. Quinn Christopherson. Is Quinn going to be here? I think I heard he wasn't, but
I don't know.
But he's on the list. Okay. Now, tickets are $25 each, or you can get 4 tickets for $85, and you can get your tickets at kyuk.org, and you can also get them at Saturday Market. Is tomorrow a Saturday market?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Tomorrow.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so you can buy your Cusco Jamboree tomorrow at the Saturday Market. Okay, that's going to be a great night. The thing that's great about hearing music at the Cultural Center is you're not in like a big auditorium kind of place like you would be in a big city. It's small, so you can really see the artists and you can kind of feel like you can interact with them a little bit. And so I think that's something really nice about having concerts at the Cultural Center. All right, those numbers are 907-543-5985. 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And you can be anonymous for your emails and your phone calls. Right. All right, so crazy weather. You heard that... Kotzebue the other day had to completely evacuate the town. Quite the flooding. It was like 10 feet high. Covered up the whole main drive that's on the coast part of this town. We had our own storm 2 nights ago. But today, in the Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta, there's going to be a chance of rain after 4. There's been some patchy fog, but that's burning off now. So there'll be increasing clouds with a high near 46. Saturday, a chance of rain before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain after 4 p.m., cloudy, high near 49. And Sunday, a chance of rain before 7 a.m., then scattered showers after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 50. So kind of an on and off weather for the next couple of days. In the lower Kuskokwim Valley, it's partly sunny today with a high near 46. And Saturday in the lower Kuskokwim Valley, rain mainly after 7 p.m., lows around 44. And Sunday for the lower Kuskokwim Valley, a chance of rain before 7 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 52. So lower Kuskokwim Valley is going to have a little less of the raininess that we're going to have for the next couple days. Probably won't be like really hard rain, just scattered showers like it was yesterday. So just a reminder that we broadcast on TV on channel 17.1, and there's a way to activate that channel, but I do not know it, so I don't know what the viewership is. I don't know. Can we tell what the viewership is on, like, the TV?
I'm not sure. That's a Dean question.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to ask him about that. Anyway, we also broadcast on KCUK in Chivac and 91.9 in Aniak and 92.3 in Alakanuk. Oh, and also 93.3 Shifornik, Imanik, Good News Bay, Kangiganak, Nunamaqua, Quinahawk, Russian Mission. And then, of course, you can go to kyuk.org and listen live online, which if you're listening right now, that's probably how you're hearing us. And that is our weather and station information.
Guyana Roberts, drunk for your donation. Any amount helps.
Oh, good.
We get so happy when we see a donation come in. It's like, yay, someone's listening.
Yes, thank you so much. I was going to look up. So there's a lot of events coming up. So we have Saturday Market tomorrow. We have Cusco Jamboree tomorrow night at the Cultural Center. We have a couple of movies that I'm going to look up real quick. I wasn't familiar with either of them. I think one of them is a kind of a Matthew movie. So I'll be asking him if he's going to go see Tron Ares. Tron Ares. Have you heard of that?
No.
Yeah. And the other one is The Smashing Machine. I think that's a boxing movie.
Oh, it sounds fun.
Does it? I don't know. I can't watch them anymore. I used to watch boxing, like Olympic boxing when I was a kid, but I don't know. I feel sorry for the guy that gets hit.
Man.
I know. It's like sad for me, I guess. But I also can't watch the kind that happens in the ring where you're allowed to kick and punch and...
Oh, no.
Throw people to the ground. What is that called? It's got a name. It's in the round ring. Yeah, anyway.
I don't even know. But, yeah, those are hard to watch. They, I always have to close my eyes.
See? I know, right? I mean, because people, like, those guys, like, break their nose. They break their jaw. And they just, like, keep on going. It's crazy. Anyway, The Smashing Machine is at the movie theater, and as well as Tron Ares. I'm going to look up Tron Ares and see what that's about. But we've been, you know, getting some good movies, actually. So Tron is about how mankind encounters an AI, artificial intelligence beings, for the first time when a highly sophisticated program, Ares, leaves the digital world for a dangerous mission in the real world. Wow. Okay, so that's about artificial intelligence teaming up with humans, although humans invented artificial intelligence. But anyway, they're going to team up, fight the bad guys. So there you go. And the other one is the smashing one. Yeah, The Smashing Machine. I don't get what that's. MMA fighter. MMA, that's the one I can't hardly watch. MMA, it's that ring one. And that's what this movie is about, The Smashing Machine. Fighter Mark Kerr reaches the peak of his career but faces personal hardships along the way. Okay. I guess Dwayne Johnson is in that one. So... okay, I mean, it's got some kind of good reviews, actually, because I guess it's more than just about the fights in the ring. It's based on a true story, and this guy goes through another a kind of transformation, I guess, and has some personal growth and development along the way, and the star of it is Dwayne Johnson. Oh, I think that's probably a Matthew one, too. He'd go and see Dwayne Johnson. Yeah. Okay, let's see what we have for announcements. Here's an email. I would like you Philly fans to keep your heads up high, as yesterday was the worst day for us. All our teams lost. Oh, no. Ouch. Okay. All right, so we have our emails available. I'll read off a couple of Tundra Drum announcements. And again, today is our last day for donation to the KYUK fundraiser. We have a grand prize that'll be announced later today, the winners of that. Two round-trip tickets on Alaska Air. It's not too late to get your ticket in. You can call KYUK at 543-3131. You can stop by the station and donate. And you can also go to kyuk.org. And you'll see a link there for donation. You have some thank you gifts as well, $120. Or if you decide to commit to $10 a month, you get an insulated tote bag or a KYUK embroidered beanie with the wonderful artwork by Mary Kate Dolan. All right. So call in with your donations. They're extremely helpful. Goes to good use, keeps the radio station going. You know, the electric, just the energy cost of the station is what would blow your mind. I don't remember the exact number, so I don't want to say it, but it, when I was told, my jaw dropped. Like, wow, okay, no wonder they have to fundraise. Some Tundra Drum announcements. So there's going to be a coastal flood watch and high wind watch has been issued for the Kuskokwim Delta coast and Nunavak Island from late Saturday, tomorrow night, through Sunday night. Water levels as high as 4 feet above normal highest tide line and winds as high as 75 miles per hour are possible. Wow. You know, Iris, 75 mile per hour winds, it would knock off your feet. Because you're a small person and you'd be off your feet.
I forget this one guy's name, but I know he's from Tuxuk. Anyway, he posted a video on Facebook when the last time we had a high wind advisory, I forget how many miles per hour it was going, but he was outside on the tundra and he lifted his coat up above his head and he was waiting for the wind to blow him and the wind blew him. He flew back. He landed on his back.
Oh, he actually took a bit of a flight.
Just a little one. It was so funny. So yeah, I wonder if the winds are going to be that strong.
Well, 75 miles per hour is pretty intense. Mm-hmm. Let's see. And then it says persistent southerly to southwesterly winds may lead to storm surge and flooding, and wave heights within coastal waters of the Kuskokwim Delta could reach high as 10 feet by Sunday morning. Wow. You could, like, surf that. Okay, more continuing flood watch information. But I think there might be some updates to this. I'm not sure. But I'll go to another announcement, and then I'll verify whether these high winds and flood watches are up to date. So there's today, there's also... Oh, no, I'm sorry, not today. To the friends and families of Angela Asiksik, the family will be having a one-year feast October 13th from noon to 6 p.m. at 1102 Standard Oil Road. Please bring a dish to share if you can, and thank you all for coming to share food and memories. Okay, so that, again, that's to the friends and family of Angela Asiksik. The family will be having a one-year feast October 13th from noon to 6 at 1102 Standard Oil Road. And I read already that YKHC will have a drive-up flu and COVID vaccine clinic tomorrow from 12 to 3 at the Kungak building parking lot across from the hospital in Bethel. Oh, good. Okay, so we have some update. Yeah, thank you. We have updated Tundra Drums announcements in terms of flood watch, although it kind of looks the same. Wait a minute. Well, it kind of looks the same, but I don't know. But I'll read them. I'll read the updated one, the other ones. Okay. And also, a flood watch has been issued for the interior Kuskokwim Delta to Kuskokwim Bay and nearby coastal areas from Saturday evening through Monday morning, including the communities of Kipnuk, Quigilinoc, Kungiganok, Quinnahock, Bethel, Gweethluk, Akiachuk, Kasigluk, and nearby communities. Wow. Strong southwest winds could push water up the Kuskokwim River and may result in the river reaching flood stage between Saturday evening and Monday morning. Okay. Like, those communities, a lot of them are, like, right near the river. A flood watch has also been issued for the Yukon Delta coast from late Saturday night through early Monday morning, affecting communities along the coast from Hooper Bay to Kotlik, Water levels could reach as high as 10 feet above the normal highest tide line, potentially impacting access to airstrips and affecting drinking water, wastewater, and fuel facilities. Wow. Okay, and another high wind watch has been issued for St. Lawrence Island and the Yukon Delta coast from late Saturday through late Sunday night, affecting communities along the coast from Hooper Bay to Kotlik. South winds of 40 to 60 miles per hour with gusts as high as 80 miles per hour are expected. Okay, 80 miles per hour, you could definitely take a little flight with your jacket if you open up your jacket. I think I already announced that the monthly food bank is happening tomorrow from noon till 2. All recipients need to reapply in October for the new federal fiscal year, and many volunteers are needed to help with those reapplications. A lot of people do it from their car, and so we want to encourage people to volunteer. And it's good if you arrive there around 11:30. Then there's time to set, because the distribution begins at 12. So from 11:30 to 12 is kind of orienting you if you're volunteering and assigning you which task you'll be doing. And it's much easier to do that if you get there around 11:30 instead of coming after 12 noon. So that would be super. ONC will be conducting their Kuskokwim post-season surveys for subsistence fishing starting this weekend and continuing through the middle of November. And all AVCP offices will be closed on Monday, October 13th, in observance of Indigenous Peoples Day. Regular business hours will resume on Tuesday, October 14th. So that's really cool. Monday is Indigenous Peoples Day, which is awesome. All right, so we're going to start to move into our half-hour break, after which we have some singers that will be performing for us a little song, so that'll be fun. And we don't seem to have many callers today. I'm not sure what's up, but it would be awesome to hear from you if you are interested in calling. And, you know, people share about events. They share about sometimes personal experiences they've had that they want to talk about, issues, politics, could be any number of things. So are we going? Oh, okay, we're going to do our short break, after which we will have a performance.
Part-time job, full-time hustle, all-time Shiro to all of us. Now it's time for you, our Shiro, to stretch for the stars. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org/Shiro.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I took a stroll on the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and stopped to talk a fine soft day. And I asked your friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair is black and her eyes are blue. And I knew right then, I've been taking a whirl around the Salt Hill Prom with a call.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Well, we have some very special musicians in the room today, and they're going to sing a song for you. They're the Kayuk Jamboree Band. They've got a variety of instruments, and I'm going to turn it over to them, and they are going to serenade us.
Thank you, Diane. A five, a six, a five, six, seven, eight.
Streaming on your TV, keeping you in the loop. Hear the news, get the scoop. Your local public media, it's all free. KYUK, making news stories from the words that you say. KYUK, volunteer a dollar, got us to 100K. KYUK, hey, hey, hey. Question, make your pledge, connection, get an insulated tote bag. Basketball, high school, drive, city council forum, live, and now a drum report from Kelskag. Bush Lane, take a vote. Snow machine, wear a coat. Up and down the Delta, get the news that you need. KYUK, making news stories from the words that you say. KYUK. On the radio, oh, 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 oh.
Take us for a walk, Mary Kate. Matthew, take it away.
Awesome. So that was Samantha, Mary Kay, Dean, Brittany. Matthew, Kristen, Bev Hoffman. And Evan, and I don't know this gentleman.
Mystery guest, Nat Hurst.
Yes.
Thank
Matt
you,
Hurst.
YK Delta.
Yes, that was awesome.
Written and composed by Samantha Watson.
Oh, man.
No,
oh,
Samantha.
Effort. This is all KYUK staff. A lot of love. Thank
oh,
you for getting
you guys should play that at
UK.
The Jamboree tomorrow night.
And keep those donations coming in.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, YK Delta.
Thank
good
you.
Night.
You guys did an awesome job on that.
Can we get a number?
Are you guys going to be playing tomorrow night? at the Cusco Jamboree, you guys should play that.
Depends on how much free beer they give me.
Okay, Dean. Oops. Okay, do you want me to... I can return back to my desk? Yeah, okay, I'll return real quick.
Yeah, you still have until 5 p.m. tonight to make a donation of $25 or more and be entered into our grand prize drawing, where one lucky winner will receive 2 round-trip tickets and anywhere Alaska Airlines flies. Just give us a call at 543-3131 or go to our website, kyuk.org. Again, Guyana Jaknuk for helping us reach our $100,000 goal. That was such a fun song to listen to. And if you make a donation of $120 or more, you can choose one of our 2 thank you gifts this year. We have a KYUK insulated tote bag, or you can choose a KYUK embroidered beanie with artwork on it by our very own Mary Kate Dolan. So if you want one of our thank you gifts, give us a call at 543-3131 or go to our website, kyuk.org. Now going back to Diane.
Hello. Okay, that was really wonderful. And... gosh, I hope they play that again somewhere. I'd like to hear it again. Anyway, that was the Kayuk Jamboree, Music Jamboree group. Anyway, so welcome back. I'm going to give the numbers real quick and welcome you to call in. Our numbers are 907-543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous for your emails and your phone calls, too. I'll read your emails over the air. So,
Juliana Alexandra Oscar for your donation.
Oh, how are you getting those notices?
We get to see our donation page. So
oh,
like we
how
could
nice.
See who donates and how much.
Oh,
yay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, I've got to make a donation when I get off the air because I want to make that international trip on Alaska Air. Because that's very nice. It's 2 round trip tickets anywhere that Alaska Air flies. That's our grand prize. And that will be drawn after 5 p.m. So you have until 5 p.m. to make your donation and get in the drawing. I think we have a caller. We're going to go to Yvonne. Yvonne, yeah. Welcome, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, both of you.
You too.
You look good morning, all of you. Well, hey, fun next week. And I'm quoting from October 1 local newspaper. Big question. Why is the state attacking our subsistence way of life, trying to open up our lands? And I'm glad they receive peace, protecting it. And even the federal courts are going against it. And, well, there's one... quote from the newspaper, Interior restored Alaska's territorial jurisdictions over Native allotments. And the last sentence on that article, the state is hopeful that today's action by Interior will resolve that litigation and provide much-needed clarity for all Alaskans. To me, what we're going to see, cabins, for outfitters, fences, just like the lower 48, all wildlife can support the status quo if that happens. Hmm. You can recall what's happened to the buffalo and whales. Now the same thing's happening to all the species in the Pacific and Bering Sea. No more crabs, overfishing, commercial fishing, salmon, halibut, trawlers raking the whole sea. That they're going to become extinct too. Same thing that'll happen when we're kind of losing our fight for a subsistence way of life. That's our food source out there.
Hmm.
We just got only what we need. We don't overhunt. I don't know why the state is attacking the federal government and winning, and the U.S. courts going with it. And I hope the delegates bring they can carry that with them when they go to AFN next week. And you know, that's not right. And speaking of not right, I don't know if just as still a subsidiary of Vitus, I still see my people carrying gas tanks and doing all the hard work. And one of our own was manager. They had a gas station by over there by Hoffman in Corinas.
Hmm.
And that was helping my people there. I didn't bring this up more than once. And they wanted to go with them on a dollar gold mine. And if they're still a subsidiary, why are my people still carrying gas tanks and all that when they park over there? In the danger of crossing that road. Just like John said last week, all they do is sit in their corporate offices over there in Anchorage, overpaid.
Hmm.
But anyway,
very frustrating.
But, you know that we still got the second storm coming. And I will... Maybe power of prayer will kind of guide the way. we're with the coastal people and whoever experienced this flooding and all that. But be ready for the second round. It's coming, I believe, Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, what's the KYK reached the goal yet?
Yes. They reached their $100,000 goal.
Yeah.
And today's the last day for making final donations, and there's a grand prize of 2 round-trip tickets on Alaska Air. So you could still donate today.
Yeah, well, happy TGIF Day to everybody, and be safe. Remember that big storm hitting Sunday, and be prepared for that, and I would advise going on the river and... And all the rain, there's a lot of obstructions in the river, logs, everything. So be careful.
Sure.
Don't use alcohol and drugs. And it gets night. Use boat lights, your headlight, and otherwise beat the darkness. Okay, have a... Thanks for giving my opinion.
I'm glad you called. Thank you. Have a good day. All right, we're going to go to Anonymous. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning. You might have to turn down your radio in the background.
Oh, I did already.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
I agree with that previous caller. I was going to just mention the difference between the Monday talk show and a Friday talk show. It becomes so totally different when you there's English Yuktiv talk show versus the Monday Yipik Elder Wisdom talk show. And I appreciate that guy talking about the good versus bad. Today, yes, Charlie Kirk was murdered because he was a voice for the right reasons. So, and I see, I just wanted to say, let me not talk about that. I just want to make a comment about, it seemed like Friday talk show is losing a lot of callers anymore. I miss those other callers. They talk about all kinds of different subjects, but it seemed like it's just losing a lot of callers on Friday. Mm-hmm. Okay, good morning. Bye-bye.
All right. Good morning. Glad you called. All right, we're going to go to another anonymous caller. Good morning. Hello, you're on the air. Sounds like you're in a factory.
I'm sorry?
Oh, there you are. Hi, welcome to Talkline. You're on the air.
Oh, I just wanted to bring up that ramp at AC for the disabled and for the cabs. I just wanted to say, how is it me or is it inconvenient for everyone?
I do not know who designed that whole front at AC, but wow, it's very frustrating.
Yeah, I tried to bring down a whole, you know, cart full of groceries, and it led me right back to AC. And it was very inconvenient trying to get the cab, you know, to come to the front.
Yep. Yeah.
And yeah, I hope AC is listening. And I hope they do something about it.
Right. Yeah, I hear you, man. And people get caught when they come down the ramp. It's hard to turn the corner.
Yeah, it is.
And when you have a big car where you got all your, like, a lot of stuff on it, it's very, it gets very weird to try to get it around that corner.
Yeah, and then having to push it over, you know, the really narrow part, you know, that.
Yes, that little walkway that isn't a walkway, but it's. Because if you try to go on the parking lot side of the railing, you've got cars parked there. So it's really hard to get to and from on that side of the building. Yeah, where the cabs are.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I thought I'd bring that up.
I'm glad you did, because it's frustrating.
Happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Have
You're
a good
welcome.
Weekend.
Thank
bye.
You. All right. Bye. We're going to go to Sam. Hello, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Hello, people on the Cusco Quinn.
Hello, Sam.
I was calling in to, I appreciate everybody that's been being really safe on the river wearing flow coats. There's another storm coming in, supposedly going to be worse than the last one. From what I read this morning on two different weather pages. Now, I was wanting to make a remark on Akiak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they declared emergency, state of emergency on their generators. They seem to keep just putting Band-Aids on the ones that they have. And from what I understand, there's only one halfway working generator now. I'd like to see somebody from the government step in and get at least one new generator up there. A lot of people can't afford to buy that gas to keep their generators going. I mean, just because the dividends come doesn't mean they're going to last long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those are already a third of what they should be.
Wow. Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, that's a very serious situation there.
And that was my remarks. I was really glad every boat I've seen, all the kids had float coats in it all summer. So that was nice to see.
Yeah, it is good. Because it's the water's can be really rough with these storms, you know.
Yeah, I did see one boat come down from Queensland the other day right in the middle of that storm. We had like a 5-foot surge on the seawall. He did make a comment that it was pretty scary going back home. So,
wow.
But in our world, we always say Mother Nature rules. You might win it once, but don't count on it all the time.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for calling in about that and alert. You know, kind of giving reminder like that, because it is going to be could be a little rough later this weekend.
It's going as well. if it goes according to the weatherman, it's going to get crazy out there.
Yeah, and it's in a variety of areas, too. It's going to be on the coast. Yeah. It's going to be in interior. It's going to be near us in Bethel.
I think it's going to be all over the southern half of Alaska, from all along the coast, everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. So thanks, Sam, for calling in.
I think we hit like 80 miles an hour down in the coast here the other day.
They're predicting that, around that, for, what area was that?
Probably all over down.
Yeah, Hooper Bay to Kotlik, could have gusts as high as 80 miles an hour. Wow. So
get prepared, people. Put your boats up. Don't wait for them to get swamped on their feet.
Yeah. You know? Yep. There's that.
That's a lot of money to replace a motor.
Yeah.
All right, then.
All right, good. Well, thank you for calling in.
All right. Have a good weekend, people.
You too. All right, bye. Okay, thank you for your calls. So if you want to get a call in before 11, you can call 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995. 8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. So I've got a message. I'm going to read something that the Bethel Police Department put out. And their memo is, holidays are just around the corner, and the Bethel Police Department is planning on collecting from local vendors gifts such as new toys, clothing, and school supplies for underprivileged children, as well as those that have been placed at homes away from their families within our community. Bethel Police Department is working on placing boxes at stores, churches, and organizations for this event. If you have any large donations, such as a bike or sporting equipment, that you want picked up for this awesome event, please call Rose at 907-543-3781, Guyana. So much for caring. Jeffrey Kirkham, Bethel Police Department. Okay. Sounds like a good event to have. Darlene, welcome to Talkline. Hi, Darlene.
Hi, Diane?
Yep, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Thank you for calling.
From number one. I'd like to appreciate that guy from named Yvonne.
Yeah.
From Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
For our people, really, it's frustrating, especially when the old people like my dad carrying gas tank to get gas from the gas station by the when we park by the bridge, and it's tiring, especially summertime when it's hot out, to carry full gas tank to the boat and no one there helps, just other people going up and down too getting gas. A subsidy there is like Ivan said, with Telista Corporation, should try and build something to make our people, make it easier getting gas, especially in the summertime. And for people, elders, I wish I can meet Yvonne in person someday and shake his hand. And you, Diane.
Oh. Well, thank you, Darlene.
Yeah.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I hope you have a good day.
Okay, I'll be calling again and make donation for your talk show and what do you call that? Yuk-to-yuk.
Yuk-to-yuk. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. That'd be wonderful. Okay. Thanks. I hope you have a good day.
Hope we have a good weekend.
Okay. Call again sometime.
Yep. Thank
All right.
You.
Take care. Bye.
Okay. So we have just a few minutes left of the show. I've been going out on my tundra walks, as I do. All the flowers are gone. The bright colors are starting to fade. Things are getting ready for freeze-up. But I still love walking out there. It's really nice. Very relaxing out on the tundra. So, do you have any plans this weekend, Iris?
No, but I usually go to the tundra behind Tundra Ridge, too. There's a little open spot.
Oh, yeah.
It's close by, but yeah.
You know where there's, like, at the end of Tundra Ridge, there's two, like, you could kind of drive down a little hill?
Yeah.
Well, Esther, sometimes we go there and we just sit and look at the tundra.
So pretty. Yeah, yeah. That's a good spot, especially for sunsets.
Yeah, and there's, like, there's a little pond out there.
Mm-hmm.
So Esther tells me about how she would go out there to go berry picking, and she would go, like, for hours and hours. That was pretty neat. So, all right, we have a caller, and I'll get their name in a second, and Iris will set that up for us. Okay, we're going to go to Michael Dolan. Welcome to Talkline. Thank you for calling.
You're more than welcome. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Konas Tatu. It's Irish for how are you?
Oh, so, I'm part Irish, so that's good to hear the language. Although I didn't understand it, so.
Cad is Adam Dumb.
Oh.
What is your name?
Do you speak Gaelic, or are you just a few things?
Isha. Ta, yes.
Oh, my gosh. How did you learn Gaelic?
I'm actually learning. Is Fogelmore a May? I am a learner.
Okay. Well.
I am calling. Actually, I noticed that you guys gave an award to a lady who is the Yupik in Irish. And I just happened to be reading some information about how early Irish settlers were up in your region and Gaelic spoken many, many, many years ago. But that's not why I'm calling.
Oh, okay.
I'm calling, but did not get through on your 1-800 line. It doesn't work.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Like four or five times, it just doesn't work. And I just heard the person I call Bird playing a trumpet in Alaska, and it sounded really familiar to me. And I was calling to say that her mom and her sister and brother miss her, and that we love her, and that tag, she's it.
Wait, are you Mary Kate's father?
I am.
Oh, my gosh, that's why, Dolan. Oh, where are you calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so you listened to you heard them play, right?
I did. Yeah. I thought it was wonderful.
It was awesome. I know. I'm so glad they put that together. Well, that's very nice to meet you, Mr. Dolan, and I will, maybe Mary Kate's listening now. Maybe she's cringing. I don't know. No, I'm kidding.
Tell her to give you the $20. She owes me.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to go get that after we hang up.
Yeah. I hope you guys raise your money.
Thank you.
We tried to help out a little bit today.
Awesome. And we appreciate it.
Very disappointed that all your elected officials seem to have abandoned you in the Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway, it seems to be an epidemic. But anyway, be well. Keep doing what you're doing. And maybe one day we'll meet.
Thank you so much. All right. Awesome. Thank you for calling and being persistent. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if Mary Kate was listening. I didn't know at first that it was her dad. That's awesome. Okay, so I think that's going to be our show for today. Thank you, everyone, for calling and helping us sustain KYUK with your donations. And
I will be ready, willing, and able to take your calls next Friday on Talkline.
Express yourself.